If a person was married to four women and then he died, so he must have had a very simple life. The one where the zman on the ksuva was before the others, that's the one that collects first. And then the one that's second, where the zman on her ksuva is second, she collects before the third. And the third collects before the fourth. Harishona nishpas lishnia. The first one has to now swear to the second one, to the one whose date is later. And she's swearing that she did not take from the husband anything in lieu of the ksuba while he was alive. Because it's possible that this first woman is going to wipe out the assets of the dead husband and the second woman's not going to have anything. So the second woman can make this first woman swear. Ushnia l'shlishis, and the second woman has to swear to the third. Ushlishis l'rvias, and the third to the fourth. Varavias nifras shaloi b'shvua. But the fourth wife, she can collect without a shvua because her collecting won't have any impact on anybody else because they already took what was rightfully theirs. And the Rav points out that we're dafka dealing with a case where there are no yarshim. Because if the husband had yarshim, then obviously the fourth wife would still have to swear to the yarshim. And like Taisanta points out, these yarshim doesn't matter even if they're gedolim, not just ketanim, which we know in the previous Mishnah you have to swear to, but even gedolim also, she would have to swear to the gedolim. Any yarshim she'd have to swear to. Because she's the last one in line, she's going to benefit from this, that she doesn't need to make a shvuah. Rather, even she can only collect with a shvuah. So she would have to make a shvuah to the previous wives. So what are they arguing about? So the Rav brings the Gemara, that we're dealing with a case where the first three wives took from a land that their husband stole. So now wife number four takes from a land their husband didn't steal. So the first three say, listen, the person that was stolen from, he may come back and collect from this land. Therefore, by you taking this land, we may end up left with nothing. Therefore, the fourth woman had to swear to the other three. Because according to Ben Nanas, the fourth wife, who is basically a bal chov me'ucher, a later creditor to collect her ksuba, she's later in line. Whatever she collects after the other ones is considered hers, and they would not be able to collect from her. That's why they make her make a shvua before she takes it, because once she takes it, it's hers, according to Benanas. However, according to the Tanakama, the other three wives, if it would come out that the land that they first took was taken back by the person that it was stolen from, the other three women would be able to take the land back from the fourth woman, because their chov of their ksuva preceded hers, and they can collect from this land. So therefore, if that's the case, why make the fourth woman make a shvuah? She wouldn't make them lose, because if it turns out that the field that they're all claiming, which is a stolen field anyway, is taken away from them, they can just go and take it right out of the fourth woman's rishus. Mishnah continues, Hayotzes kulam biyom echod. If all the ksuvas had the same date, kol hakodemes l'chaverta afilu shoa achas zachsa. Nevertheless, whoever comes before the next one, even by 1 hour, is zocha. V'kacha yekaisen bishalayim. Shows. And Yerushalayim, when they had the date of the ksuvas, they always included the hours, the hour of the day that it was written. Hayachulon yotzes b'sha achas, if all of them went out in the same hour, ve'ein sham el amana, and all he had was a mana, which is, we know, the minimum amount to divide, chokos b'shava. Then, since it's all at the same time, they would divide equally. And the Rabbings, like we said earlier, by metaltalin, not karka, there's no din of kedima, of somebody coming before somebody else by metaltalin. So if somebody wanted to collect metaltalin, cash, or items, then no matter what, they would have to make a shvua before they collect it, according to everybody.